I want you to turn to the book of Numbers, chapter number 9. Hallelujah. I told them this year at Shady Springs youth camp, there's a group of youngins there from Mexico that come up, and every one of them girls got the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Every one of them. And can you believe I got it on a night that I didn't even preach? Seen anything like it? There was about 30 or 31 Brother Cole got the baptism this year at Shady. Several got the baptism at Sapulpa. And I told Brother Gary Edenfield when I got to COYC youth camp there at Purcell, I said, Gary, if one more person gets a baptism of the Holy Ghost in any of the meetings that I'm at, I'm changing my name to Edenfield. Hallelujah. Well, if I preach the same text anymore, I'm going to have to change my name to Shaw. Hallelujah. So, hallelujah. Now, me and Edenfield, oh, glory. I want to read something to you in the book of Numbers, chapter number 9, verse number 15. Might do a little talking out of Psalms 85 after a while. Wouldn't doubt if Psalms 91 pops up after a while. Can't never tell what might happen in the service. And on the day, verse 15, and on the day that the tabernacle was reared up, the cloud covered the tabernacle, namely the tent of the testimony. And at even, there was upon the tabernacle, as it were, the appearance of fire until the morning. Well, we don't have to question that. The fire was here Sunday morning. The fire was here Sunday night. The fire was here Monday morning. The fire was here Monday night. The fire was here Tuesday morning. We ain't had a dry service yet. If that's what you're waiting on, forget it. Wrong year, wrong place. Hallelujah. Don't get nervous. 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 14. And he took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he also had smitten the waters, when he did it again, when he tried it for himself, when he put it to the test, when he decided that the next course of action would be for him to get involved. I mean, Sister Cole, Brother Cole, Bruce Daniel drove all the way from Kentucky. And her first words up here not long after she took the microphone was that she was here to get involved. She wasn't just here to be. Hallelujah. I'm debating whether I ought to tell some of you what I already told somebody on the platform a while ago. Wonder what kind of mood that puts you in. I believe I'll wait. And he also, when he also had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither, and Elisha went over. And one more place. For you all that know where to turn, go ahead. Hallelujah. For the rest of you, see if you can find it when I start reading. Hallelujah. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, that's right, Genesis 3 and 4. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, and I'll get off of this when we fully do what we know that we're supposed to do. tempted to tell you what I told them all ago. They were all with one accord in one place. I am going to tell you what I told them all ago. We're either going to have to move the entire balcony down here on the floor, or we're going to have to move the entire floor up there on the balcony. But I'm a meaning to tell you, I'm a looking for the Holy Ghost of God to fully fill this house and affect everybody that's sitting in this house. I mean ranked sinners in this building that don't know anything about God whatsoever. I want them to be affected inside this building. I want them to get infected by something that rolls up and down the very aisles and the very souls of believers inside this building. Are you listening to me? Well, I just come to the house of God tonight because it's Wednesday night and we dismissed service and everybody was supposed to come. Hallelujah. So that means you was going to go to your home church and sit there and wait for 9 o'clock to roll around and see if you could beat the Baptist to McDonald's? How about a meeting one night out of your life? How about a move of God one night out of your entire experience in God? That from the front to the back and side walls to the ceiling, everybody that knew what to do with the Holy Ghost yielded themselves to the power of the Holy Ghost. How'd you like to be in a meeting like that, Brother Hillis? How'd you like to, Brother Richardson? How'd you like to be in a meeting that even your wife come out of there with the power and the grace of God with you and the Spirit of God rolled across this place? I would. I would. I would. Hallelujah. And suddenly, there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting. Hallelujah. And it just did, and you're still sitting. Man, we're prophetic. Filled all the house. Just take that one back. You said it just seemed like it. Got a bad answer. And filled all the house where they were sitting. Prophetic scripture. And there appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. And it sat upon each of them. You know what took the rings off of my hands? Do you know what took the gold chain from around my neck? Do you know what made me look for a wife with long hair and Bible standards? Do you know what put me in a holiness church? Do you know what put convictions down inside my heart? Sure you do. The message that the preacher preached that night at the Elko campground in 1975 when I prayed through, except Savannah folks, there wasn't no preaching that night when I prayed through. Something else got a hold on me, drew me down to that altar, got my hair cut when preachers couldn't get my hair cut. Took the rings off of my hands when preachers couldn't get me to take the rings off of my hands. Got me to button up my shirt when preachers couldn't get me to button up my shirt. Took the gold chains from around my neck when preachers couldn't get the gold chains from around my neck. And I'm seeing it in some of your eyes right now. This preacher ain't going to get you to do no difference. Different. But what I'm getting ready to preach about will. What I'm getting ready to tell you about will. I ain't got preacher religion. I ain't got it. Are you listening to me? I ain't got it. Just because I are one, I ain't got a preacher religion. I don't preach to fit my surroundings. I preach in my surroundings to fit the Holy Ghost and the message that's down inside me. Are you listening? When I'm at Brother Billy Ray Hudson's, out there at the end of the earth, hallelujah, I just preach an old-fashioned holiness message, believing that the Holy Ghost knows exactly what we need. When I'm in the worldly churches up in the United States of America, hallelujah, I just preach the same message, old-fashioned, unadulterated message. When I'm in my home church down in southern Illinois, they automatically buckle up, scrooge up, and tighten up, because they know that I ain't going to lighten up. Hallelujah. Same message. And the thing that keeps the message the same is that wonderful covering that overshadows me, that makes me dress right when you ain't looking at me, that makes me feel like rejoicing when I ain't standing in front of a camp meeting crowd. It makes me feel just as much like preaching to 2 or to 200. That blessed covering. Are you listening to me? When Brother J.D. Griffiths used to pastor the church in DeKalb, Texas, he was working. I don't think Brother Griffiths is here tonight. He's working on that church, keeping that church going and surviving. I preached at Florence Holiness Church on the Sunday morning. On my way to Brother Griffiths' church that afternoon, I had a flat tire. I'm not too mechanically minded. I never have been. I'm the guy that put the antifreeze in the windshield washer compartment. Hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah. I'm the guy when he went to check the oil for the first time. Opened the little place where the power steering fluid goes. And I said, man, that's the thinnest oil I believe I've ever seen in my life. And it's red. Hallelujah. Did you know, I'm not too mechanically minded. So when I did get the tar off of the trailer that had blown out, it was no wonder that I put the spare on backwards and and limped to the next exit, wondered what in the world is the matter with this thing. Seems like that wheel is wobbly. When I finally got to Brother J.D. Griffiths' church, he was out in the front yard pacing up and down the lawn. It was about 6 o'clock, and he started about 6 o'clock, and he said, you don't have time to get ready. Just change your clothes and come on. So I did. And really, when you got grease on you like I did, it don't take long to change. I got all gussied up best I could. I washed my hands and I washed my face, and I just trusted everything else to stay covered, and I made my way to the house of God. When I got in there, there sat in the church Brother Griffiths and Sister Griffiths and two little grandmas. That was the entire congregation that Brother Griffiths had at that time. And there's no reflection upon that man at all. No reflection whatsoever. I got up behind the pulpit, looked at the congregation that we had helped enlarge greatly by just showing up. And instead of four, there was now six. But really, there was just five, because I was going to have to do all the preaching. And I grabbed the microphone and I took a text and I started preaching that you can talk to mountains. Say unto the mountain, remove to yonder place, and nothing shall be impossible unto you. That's when I challenged the folks that night by the Holy Ghost. Let's fill up the building and have an old-fashioned revival that we have to set chairs out before the meeting was over with. I wish Brother and Sister Pirtle was here tonight. They came in that meeting toward the end, and there's some of the folks that had to sit in the chairs that we finally had to put out in the back of the house. Because, Brother and Sister, I want to tell you something about the covering. It don't depend upon the size of the crowd. It doesn't depend upon who's filling the pulpit and who ain't. It depends upon the people who let go and let him do what he does best. And that's to take care of the problem and take care of the need. And now listen, if there is really a difference that separates us. Sound familiar? If there is something that really sanctifies us from the rest of the religions of this world, if there is one outstanding gift that makes this place different than the Moose Lodge, If there is one outstanding characteristic that makes us different from the Masons, besides being saved, I'm going to. As soon as I give my wife the keys, go open the trailer, honey. And lock the door behind you. And when I knock twice, open it quick. Hallelujah. You're nervous. I can see it all over you. Hallelujah. Don't get shook. You're not going to get took. I ain't no crook. I'm going to get you off the hook. Hallelujah. If there is a difference, a gift, a sanctifying thing that makes us different than Masonic lodger, I'll say this just as sweet as I can, the Eastern Star. If there's something that makes this place different than the roller rinks or the discos or the charismatic tabernacles that's scattered across this country, then why wouldn't we want to capitalize on that difference, rally around that difference, and let that difference work on other folks that is in bad shape like we used to be, and in the same bonds of iniquity like we used to be, doing the same things that we used to do? If we truly have a gift in this building that can touch a sinner's heart and move him out of the seat, why would we not want to capitalize on that wonderful gift and let that man be delivered and let that lady be delivered? Sometimes our tightness works a detriment against other people in this building who come genuinely needing help. I am not a clothesline preacher, but I know how to hang out the laundry every now and then. I am not a clothesline preacher, but just since I've been in this tabernacle tonight, we have got visitors, and we have got people that just common sense and two eyes can tell you they really ain't got as close a walk with God, if they have any walk with God whatsoever, that they really ought to have. I really feel honored, holiness folk, that they chose to come to our tabernacle tonight. I feel honored that people that are bound with habits and sins chose to come to our tabernacle tonight. They could have been at the racetrack. They could have went down to the bowling alley. They could have just sat home and watched TV or gone to some R-rated or filthy, polluted movie that they're now showing in downtown Texarkana. So I am really privileged that they would choose to be in this place. I'm thrilled that Brother Bruce Cole would fire up the jalopy, drive all the way from Louisville, Kentucky, just to come into this meeting and let it be known that they come needing help and wanting the Lord to touch them and give them something to take back to Louisville. I mean, brothers and sisters, it just makes me feel privileged that we got so many people that would put so much confidence and faith in what's going on right here within this tabernacle. Now, what are we going to do for them? How are we going to respond to their need? How are we going to respond to what they're looking for and the deliverance that they need? Are we going to act like we got the same binding and got the same sin or the same problem? Are we going to show them that there is a victory, there is a glory, there is a Holy Ghost that can make a difference in their life? Ain't nothing wrong with having a special meeting. Ain't nothing wrong with announcing a revival. Dominic, there ain't nothing wrong with hanging up posters saying we're fixing to have a blowout. There ain't nothing wrong with singing. There ain't nothing wrong with shouting. Ain't nothing wrong with crying. Problem is, we got a lot of folks are doing it, but it ain't lasting. It ain't a sticking to the ribs. They're not getting a genuine hold of the thing that sustains them. I have something else to tell you now. And while we're busy talking about the folks that it didn't work on and how cold and indifferent they're getting, I want to lay something on your eardrums. Every once in a while, when somebody gets it, it does stick. Explain yourself, I'm going to. Indifference is on an all-time high. You know how I know? Look around, folks. Some folks don't even know we started yet. Hallelujah. Indifference is at an all-time high. Well, I'd kind of like to have a meeting, but if we do, okay. And if we don't, okay. 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 Indifference is at an all-time high. Pastors cry and weep and wail. You hear what Brother Gary Hampton said the other day? There's a pastor that he talked to that said, I got an evangelist coming. He's the last hope. If something doesn't happen when that evangelist is here, I'm leaving. Say, buddy, you talk about indifference. That poor guy's probably got folks that are saved, sanctified, and filled with the Holy Ghost. They're sitting there looking at him like an Alabama terrapin. Are you hearing me? Yes, indifference is growing. But every once in a while, when the Spirit of God moves, it sticks. And somebody doesn't get indifferent. They keep the fire. Coldness, Brother Dominic, is a-growing. I know that it is. Brother Bruce Cole, on a general average, how many good nights of revival does it take before the folks at Louisville just loosen up like they need to loosen up and have revival with us? Couple? Two or three? Unless Sister Blanton comes down the aisle. Hallelujah. And she loosens it for us. How many nights does it normally take, Brother Horton, out at the tabernacle? Hallelujah. For it just to do what it's supposed to do. I'm going to tell you that coldness is infiltrating. But I also want to tell you that coldness ain't infiltrating everybody. Give me an example. I'm going to. I felt the Holy Ghost. And I ain't indifferent. I felt the Holy Ghost. And I ain't cold. And by the help and the grace of God, I don't intend to get that way. I'm tired of living like I used to live. I want to keep this. It is fresh. And it is wonderful. And I don't want to lose it. Pray, wife, I'm getting half mad and half annoyed. Listen to me. We are substituting. Brother Lewis, we're substituting for the covering. Better take my coat off. We took our coats off last night. Man, I come out ahead in that deal. No, I went home with the same one. Hallelujah. I tried to get Brother Hampton's old. Praise God, I could have had three made. Listen to me. Listen to me. We're substituting from the covering. We're putting our faith in radio. We're putting our faith in tents. We're putting our faith in retreats, and we're putting our faith in advances, and we're putting our faith in ministries, and we're putting our faith in singings, and we're putting our faith in lady auxiliaries, and we're this is going to floor you. We're putting our faith in youth camps, and we're putting all of our faith in camp meetings. Those are simply tools used of God to touch the populace, to touch the multitudes, and bring us to where we need to be in God. But we're putting our faith in the tools instead of the master that takes those tools and does something with them. Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, anything can become form when you lose the fire. But now, Brother Height, Brother Shaw and them, they decided that Brother Gary Hampton was the man for the job. Brother Gary Hampton can carry a service. We can't wait to get to that morning service and listen to Brother Gary Hampton. That man can preach. If you don't believe it, get the tapes. Then Brother Shaw's got Brother Height for the night. Sometimes it's tight. Sometimes it's right. That man, he sweats and he hops and he jumps around. And if anybody can do it, he can do it. You know what you're doing when you do that? You're putting all of your faith in the tool. You are putting all your faith in the instrument. And we are directing our faith away from the God of that instrument and the God of that tool. There is not Brother Richardson. There is not Brother Lawrence Lewis. There is not Brother Gary Hampton. One man in our independent movement. There is not one man in the Free Holiness movement. There is not a one of us that has the potential to put our meetings over, to bring the revival to our churches, to stir our dead, dry hearts, and put us back on shouting ground, as great as they are, as mighty as Brother L.D. Moore is, and as anointed as Ralph Horton is, and as anointed as great men of God are. I got news for you. They are the tool. I'm going to say something to you, ye holiness folk. Get your eyes off of your idol behind the pulpit and get your eyes on the master that can bring the deliverance that you need. How many nights, Brother Watson, did I plow in your church until folks finally leaned back and said, we don't have to have this. And they went ahead and obeyed God. And we had moves of God in that revival down there. I've been wanting to go back. I felt the Lord down there at Brother Watson's church. Had a wonderful time. I hope I ain't boring you. Hallelujah. I got something else that I need to tell you. We've got folks in our churches that have all the method. I mean, you got enough method that you could choke a giraffe with it. Hallelujah. But the master sometimes is left in the vestibule in charge of handing out tickets to keep the bathrooms open where you don't get a line forming during the service of the worship of God. You're looking at me now. Yeah, we got methods, but we station the Holy Ghost at the water fountain. He has to time people to tell them how long they can be there, because some folks pay more attention to that than they do what's going on in the sanctuary of God. Pray, wife. Yes, we've got masters, and yes, we've got self, but we ain't got no sacrificing of self. We're dressed to the hilt. Holiness folk used to be the folks that barely got by. Now then, we can afford to fly. Hey, folks, you're looking at me like I'm hunker-jawed. I ain't hunker-jawed. I'm going to tell you, we've got self that is invading our meetings and not sacrifice. Self wants to be entertained. Sacrifice wants to worship God. Self wants to hear a sermon. Sacrifice wants to hear a message. Are you listening to me? We got voting, but we ain't got the victory. We can shuck a pastor nowadays like you peel a banana. Hallelujah. My God. We got enough feelings on some of our shoulders that if we'd pile all the chips up out in the parking lot, we could have hot dogs tonight after service and put the concession stand plumb out of business. We've got the feelings, but we ain't got the faith. We've got the pride, but we ain't got the praise. We've got the busy, but we ain't got the blessings. We got the works, but we ain't got the worship. We got the jealousy, but we ain't got the joy. Hallelujah. But here, my friend, we've got exactly what you need for what's bothering you. When the fact of the matter is, I know rank sinners that have better attitude than some saints that never miss going to the house of God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I ain't trying to prove nothing. You understand that, don't you? And I ain't running for nothing except my life. Do you listen? if somebody in this place doesn't feel desperate about these sinners that's in this building, I'm desperate. If we're not desperate about the people in this building that need the baptism of the Holy Ghost, if you haven't got the Holy Ghost and you are a saved individual going to a good church and don't have the Holy Ghost, throw your hands straight up in the air right now in this building. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. How many of those hands do we have to count? Are you listening to me? I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, flat-footed standing up here behind this pulpit, that the covering of God, the last chance for our movement, the Holy Ghost of God, the last bastion for our fortress, the Holy Ghost of God, the last ammunition for our gun, the Holy Ghost of God, for the testimony and witness of our generation. We've got folks that come to church when it's convenient. We've got people among us that let their children decide for themselves whether they're going to be in the house of God or whether they're going to be at the Little League baseball game. And dare a pulpit to take authority and tell you any different. My God of heaven, look around in here. Right now, look around in here. Put yourself in the mirror of God. Look deep into God's eyes and look at a reflection. You know what God sees right now? He sees folks with long hair and long dresses that are unmoved about the Spirit of God that's working now in this place. God sees men with good haircuts and long sleeves that are unmoved about the Spirit of God that's now working in this place. Help me now. There's people in here that are unalarmed. And if we took a vote right now, who's the most radical fanatic in the building? It would be that guy behind the pulpit that's up there hollering and a yelling and a screaming, a talking to us about being unconcerned. But from the faraway country of Madagascar stood some precious evangelizing souls that in a tongue that I couldn't understand, but through the interpreter of Brother Dowd, let us know for sure, for them as well as us, the only thing for us to do is go forward. If the lepers stayed there, they'd die. The only chance that they had was to move from the position that they were in. That was the message from Madagascar. Hey, we're supposed to be sending missionaries around the world, and we've got them coming to us, telling us, hallelujah, how to get the power of God back and the glory of God back. And I'll shake you up. That ought to stir you up. Mexico. Mexico, take another lap, son. Mexico. 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 Madagascar. Sinners. Backsliders. People without the Holy Ghost. That's one side of the fence. Let's go to the other side of the fence. Holy Ghost-filled saints that have the answer and have the difference and have the means and have the very Word of God. Hallelujah. Holy Ghost-filled saints that have what Mexico needs. Holy Ghost-filled saints that has what Madagascar needs. Holy Ghost-filled saints that have what the sinners need. Hey, folks, it looks to me like A halfway camp meeting ain't gonna get it. I'm gonna tell you that this place must be covered by the Holy Ghost of God to where the balcony even can manifest the glory of God. Two downcast disciples, Brother Watson, walking down the Emmaus Road one day. Another fellow appeared in their midst. It got later and later and later. Supper time finally came. They were sitting there. Their eyes were opened. At supper time, they realized that Jesus was in their midst. And the cry was, a fire burned within them. Are you hearing me, Brother West? I feel so sorry for you. Tracy Boyd, I feel so sorry for you. Warren Finney, I feel so sorry for you. Boys, I feel so sorry for you. I'm telling you, tougher than it's ever been, tighter than it's ever been. Young men launching out trying to start a ministry. Hallelujah to God. I got a message for you. It's supper time. It's getting later than it's ever been. But isn't it a wonderful fact to know that it was at supper time that's when He revealed Himself in all of His glory and the fire started to burn? I understand it's later than it's ever been, but that ain't done nothing to the fire. I know it's supper time for the church, but that's done nothing to the fire. Hey, if we let Him reveal Himself, we can burn in the midnight hour. Hallelujah. I mean, don't talk to me about snappy songs, and I don't want to hear catchy sermons. Hallelujah. I'm not interested in the latest fashion. I don't want to see who can outdo and outproof the floof. I ain't interested in it. I'm not interested in how high boys can cut their sideburns until they almost look. Oh God, don't talk to me about junk like that right now. That stuff's a killing us. Oh yes. But let me tell you the biggest thing. The biggest thing is a Holy Ghost that makes our young ladies live different. And a Holy Ghost that'll get our boys and make them act different. The neglect of that, that's what's killing us. John, we need the breath of God to walk among us. We need the breath of God to move among us. Take the breath onto the balcony. We need the anointing of God to be lifted up and to walk among us. We need the hand of God to extend Himself in this place and move in and out and among and up and down until He can touch hearts, until He can touch lives. I'm telling you, man, right now, if you would step out back there, if you would step out and make your way down to this altar, hallelujah to God. I'm telling you, say, we need His Word high and lifted up until everybody in this building could say, it's as real as it ever was, as strong as it ever was, as powerful as it ever was. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. One of you fellers, take to the balcony. Either take the Word or the hand of God. I want you to where it goes. That's it. Saturate this place. And we need the presence of God. We need the absolute presence of God Himself walking among us, dealing among us, dwelling among us? Who else will take the presence? Who else will take it? Who else will take it? What young lady will take the presence of God and walk among other young ladies? Which one of you will take it? Quick, I need one of you ladies to take it. Which one of you other girls take the presence of God and move among us? Now then, now we're cooking. His breath among us, His hand among us, His power among us, His word among us, His presence among us. Lift your hand and believe God to be filled with the baptism of the Holy Ghost where you stand. Circulate. Circulate, Tracy. Circulate, John. I'm desperate. We're desperate. It's almost 9:30. It's getting late. Service is almost over. It's getting late. Does that mean it's over? No. It means the fire is fixing to be revealed to us again. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah to God. Sinner, if there's a sinner in the house, come and be delivered. Be set free. Know how good it is to have your sins forgiven. We got something now we can help you with. Woo! Backslider, if you need God to help you, we got something now we can help you with. Bring your need down to this altar. In the name of Jesus, if you invited somebody to this meeting and isn't saved, invite them now to this altar. In the name of Jesus, if you're standing beside someone who looks like they need a friend, if you're standing beside someone who looks like they need a help, you don't have to say nothing. Just gently touch their shoulder. Hallelujah. And if that Holy Ghost that we believe can make a difference in us, can make contact, somebody can get helped in this tabernacle. It's a happening. Tonight, it's still a happening. Don't quit us now. We're just getting in shape to have a meeting here. Woo! We're just getting in shape to pray somebody through to the Holy Ghost. Woo! Tell me what the Bible says. It says if any man will open. Do you know how close we are? We're as close as us. Taking His service by the hand. Opening the door. And allowing the Holy Ghost to sweep through this building right now. In the name of Jesus. There's some folks back here in this section. You need to leave your seat. Come down to this altar and pray tonight and feel deliverance in your heart and your soul. There's people right here in this center section. We're pointing straight at you. Age is no barrier Age is no barrier. If your heart is not right with God, we got something in here now that can help you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If your life is a mess, if your home is tore all to pieces, if there's no peace in your marriage, if your heart is grieved, if nerves eat you alive, if you're a medicine addict trying to survive, in the name of Jesus, we got something up here that can help you tonight. Don't get in no rush. We're obeying God. There's some preachers' wives are scattering out here talking. They're not done. Something in here that can help you now. Woo! You can't get the victory over your hair, girls. We got something down here that can help you. You can't get the victory over worldliness. We got something down here now that can help you. You can't get the victory over perversion. We got something down here now that can help you. Got something that ain't right at home? We got something down here to help you. Any of you preachers under the fire of the devil? We got something down here that can help you. Woo! Is there any church member in the building that was just about ready to give up? We got something down here that can help you now. The difference. Woo! You're looking at the difference between the Masonic Lodge. This is the difference. Woo! Between the Moose Club. This is the difference. Victory down that aisle in Jesus' name. Yield, man. Yield, buddy, yield. Yield to God. Tell him, boys, we got the difference. Tell him, boys, we can show him the difference. The difference between the world is the spirit that's working on him. Yield to it. Wheel around there. Turn yourself to God. Yield yourself to God. Fellas in the aisle, part way. Part way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We got the difference in here. Woo! It'll bring folks out of their seat. Bring them down to the altar. Pray on. Seek God. Pray on. Seek God. Tell her, Sister Shay. Don't quit just when you feel better. Stay till you're delivered. Don't just pray till you feel good. Pray until you can live good. Woo! Yeah, for Jesus.
Yeah.